Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day is just one heartbeat away from a headline. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Do you think we're going to see other investigations opened up here into celebrity deaths? I mean, there has been, of course, accusations for years that he could have been involved with the murder of Tupac, ordering the hit on him. But I would almost say more recently, the death of Kim Porter, his former girlfriend, mother of some of his kids, dying of pneumonia at a very young age and also being in pretty good health. And she wanted to get out of that relationship. We're just learning now that there's a book coming out based on her diaries, which reveals allegedly abuse, weird sexual behavior, all sorts of things. I mean, really very much the same things that we've been hearing about for all this time. But it just knowing everything in context now, it seems all too convenient that her leaving his life and being able to talk about some of those things, but it would have been something at the time that he certainly would not want to have happen. Are we going to be looking at, you know, possibly seeing was that the death what they said it was?
Well, I think they're looking already closely at that, that there is this new book out. And I believe it's very telling. I know for a fact there are photographic evidence of the fact she was abused. And I don't think anybody's saying, oh, you're kidding me. No. I think it's very expected that probably the intimate relationships he had with women and men were quite abusive. And so it's not really a revelation, but it is proof positive how far back this goes. And they need to definitely take a closer look at the autopsy, if one was even conducted, which I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. But I do remember reading that she died of supposed natural causes with some sort of complications with pneumonia.
Yeah. What about his kids? We saw them coming in and out of the courthouse the other day. There, of course, has been allegations against them. Some just as bad as against his father for sexual abuse and things of that nature. They obviously looking very defiant walking in, and I gotta understand that this is the bubble they come from. They don't know a world outside of Diddy Land. Do you think we're going to see charges come up on them at some point? They are adults, and if they were participating in some of this stuff, I would imagine that there's some level of responsibility there as well.
I think it's very possible they were part of his most closest inner circle. And if they participated in any part of this concerning drug trafficking, concerning the arson, concerning sex trafficking, there's so many predicate offenses here. It just, witness intimidation, the list goes on and on. I think that all of those that have had a hand in this, they, law enforcement can't turn away and not look at it. So unless they're fully cooperating as a witness, they're going to be charged.
Do they have any sort of recourse here or any sort of argument? I mean, it, almost like a battered spouse syndrome, but almost like a battered child where, I mean, look, I mean, if this is what your dad's doing all the time and he's flaunting it and you're being exposed to it from your very young ages, now you're an adult. Obviously, we have free will. We can make our choices as an adult. But essentially, you've been, you know, conditioned, almost brainwashed to think this is how life is and this is how you handle people. Is there any level of forgiveness, if you will, or going light on someone who essentially was brought up in what would have been really truly, if all is true, a very abusive environment?
Well, definitely. I mean, as investigators look at who they want to add to their list of cooperators and to extend deals to, that is one of the biggest considerations that they're going to look at. And believe me, it's not that people get off scot-free or that you get total immunity. That is extremely rare. But charges can be reduced to lesser charges. And they're going to look at that, Tony. They're going to say, who is sympathetic? Who didn't want to be involved? Remember, they have so much. They have conversations between everyone. They have social media. They have everything. They see everything when then they went into that house. So they're going to know the family dynamics and who was deeply involved and who wasn't.
Another thing we were talking earlier about, just the silence of other celebrities that were close with him. And I guess that can be read one of two ways. I think it also, you know, can be read into when there's nothing being said about this, of nobody sticking up for him either. It's not just, hey, we were involved, but there's no one of any merit that's going and saying, oh, this is not right. These charges are bogus. Just silence, neither way. I think that might say something as well.
Well, I think people want to separate themselves as much as they can from Diddy. I'm sure they're burning every picture they ever had taken with him as a celebrity. I mean, this is a man who once had the key to New York City. I mean, politicians, high profile celebrities, everybody wanted to be around Diddy. People wanted to have their careers kicked off by Diddy. He had so many businesses and so many ways that people could latch onto him and explode in terms of popularity and money and earnings and everything else. So there's a lot of people, I think, that are trying to distance themselves and silence distances.
It's going to be fascinating as this continues to unfold now that he is behind bars. I'm sure there's going to be new chapters every week and probably a whole new era of people coming through and telling their story now that they don't have to really fear the type of retribution that they might have otherwise had while he was free.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's so much and there's so much legally ahead. I want to know, are they going to waive speedy trial? Mm-hmm. I really think they have to because of the volume of evidence.
Yeah.
Just imagine if they don't, we could be looking at a trial around the corner. I mean, that's what he's entitled to. Mm-hmm. So this defense team has huge, huge questions to answer and decisions to make. But we're a long way off from really knowing everything.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.